today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum. This is another episode of today's special on a very special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of one of the great Shia's Imam, Imam Javad, peace be upon him. So first, our first congratulations is for this birthday anniversary. And the second event is the anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran. Congratulations for both occasions. And I invite you to be with us with this episode of today's special. Today, Wednesday, is the 10th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of February 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer congratulations on all Muslim brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him, and the victory anniversary of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Imam Javad, symbol of Prophet's affability. The lifespan of Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad, peace be on him, was shorter than that of his predecessors as well as his successors. He became Imam when he was 8 years old and was poisoned at the age of 25. A few days after, Imam Javad, peace be upon him, was commissioned by Allah to hold the responsibility of imamate at the age of 8, he is known not only to have debated with his contemporary scholars on subjects pertaining of fiqh, that means Islamic jurisprudence, hadith, that means traditions, tafsir or Quranic exegesis, and outwitted them, but also to exhort their admiration and acknowledgement of his learning and superiority. Right from then, the world realized that he possessed divine knowledge and that the knowledge commanded by the Imam was not acquired, but granted by Allah. Imam Muhammad Taqi, peace be upon him, occupied the highest position in human virtues and moral attainments, as this was the marked feature of Prophet's family. The holy Imam Al-Jawad was the symbol of Prophet Muhammad's affability and commander of faithful Imam Ali's attainments. Congratulations on his birthday anniversary.
Imam alayhi salam engages in a debate, in another debate with Yahya ibn Aktham. Yahya ibn Aktham says to the Imam, he says to him, tell me that what have you come across the tradition when it comes to the position of the first and the second Khalifa, which says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibra'il to whom? To the Holy Prophet and says, As-salamu yuqri'uka as-salam, that Allah sends his peace and blessings be upon you, and asks you to go and ask the first Khalifa, Abu Bakr, Are you pleased with me or not? Imam alayhi salam responds back by saying, you see, this is the methodology. He says to him, be aware that in Hajjatul Wada', the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny, indeed made sure that people understood that after him there will come individuals who will fabricate hadith, that will place hadith which has no basis. Remember that Rasulullah has said, whomsoever does so, let them anticipate their position in Jahannam. فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ فِي النَّارِ. Let them understand that their position in Jahannam is reserved for them. Those individuals who have taken part in wad' of hadith, what do you find the Imam says to him? Imam says to him, have you not read the Quran? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. That Allah is closer to the human being than the jugular vein. And doesn't the Quran say, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. That Allah lies between the human being and his own heart. How is it possible that Allah seeks and goes to the Prophet to go and ask the first Khalifa about how he feels about the Almighty, whereas the Almighty knows before him? The individual then asks him, he says to him, how about the tradition that says that the example of the first two is what? Similitude to Mikael and Jibreel in the heavens. Imam alayhi salam says, Mikael and Jibreel are angels of Allah that did never perform any form of shirk, nor did they commit any disobedience. You cannot compare individuals who bow down to idols to angels of God who are pure. Amazing. This is the rationality and the methodology of the Imam alayhi salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
His knowledge. In this part, we want to know about his knowledge. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, like his forefathers, peace be upon them, used different means to carry out his scientific procedures. For example, the means of teaching and instructing students and scholars and urging them to write and record and also sustain what comes from the holy imams of Ahlul Bayt, or by binding them to the art of writing, publishing, and classifying. Sheikh At-Tusi, one of the great Islamic scholars, in his book Rijal, mentioned a number of the close companions of Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him, and his narrators, whose studies and were educated under his care to be about 100, including two women. The means of appointing deputies and commanding them to spread out in different parts of the Muslim lands in order to be true callers to Islam, follow it and convey its divine laws. This is another matter during Imam al-Jawad's time. Books of history have recorded the correspondences of Imam al-Jawad with his deputies who were spread in different parts of the Muslim world in order to convey Islamic faith. And the last but not the least, the means of scholarly debates and discussion. The books of traditions and narrations have recorded for us richly discussions and debates in different kinds of sciences and knowledge, and defending them and fixing its pillars in fields of monotheism, jurisprudence, interpretation, and narration, and so on.
Thank you.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Thank you very much. This is today's special. And you are with IRIB English Radio. As I told you at the beginning of the program, today is the decade of Fajr. I will explain it to you. Millions of Iranians across the country have begun 10 days of celebration, marking the anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution that put an end to the monarchy of the US-backed Pahlavi regime in the country. The ceremonies started on Wednesday morning at 9:33 a.m. local time, the time when the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, arrived back home on February 1, 1979 from exile. On this day, Ayatollah Khomeini was welcomed by millions of people who had converged on the capital Tehran from across the country. His arrival intensified popular protests against the US-backed Pahlavi regime, leading to its downfall 10 days later. The day when Imam Khomeini returned to Tehran marks the start of 10 days of celebrations, better known as the 10-day dawn festivities, which culminate in nationwide rallies on February 11 this year, the anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. During the 10 Dawn festivities, Iranians take part in different events and activities to mark the victory of the Islamic Revolution.
Independence, a long-time passion and struggle for Iran. With a history of dictatorship, puppet leaders and coup d'etats, Iranians are vehemently against interference, and a lot of their experiences of exactly that, interference, are bitter memories of America. 1953 in Iran, the first democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh is in power. He's widely popular for nationalizing the country's oil industry and taking it out of the hands of the big Western oil giants. As Mossadegh's popularity and power grows, the Shah flees to America. While there, American CIA organizes a military coup d'etat against Mossadegh and replaces him with the Shah, who returns to Iran and maintains an ever closer relationship with the US government. The Shah was an autocratic ruler, seen by most as a puppet to the United States, who felt indebted to give them whatever they wanted. The relationship between the two reached new levels on October 3, 1964, when Iran's parliament ratified a law giving Americans in Iran indefinite immunity. Those were the words that sowed the seeds of the Islamic Revolution.
Congratulations and have a nice time.
Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam.